Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more powerful, purposeful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our special guest, Dominic Rinaldi. He is the owner and managing partner of Sun Acquisitions, a Chicago-based mergers and acquisitions firm. He's also a speaker, author, and host of the M&A Unplugged podcast. Dominic specializes in helping the owners of privately held companies with enterprise values between $2 and $30 million to scale, acquire, and sell businesses. He's been personally involved in over 300 business transactions across a broad range of industries and is considered an expert in his field. He is also coming upon the recommendation of one of this podcast's baby daddies. I call him a baby daddy, Doug Sandler, who is a host of the Nice Guys on Business. And so I am just so delighted to have you here, Dominic, and you are our first M&A guy, so we are really moving up in the world with you here today.
Well, I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you so much for having me, and we have Doug in common, so we're on good ground, right?
Yes, we are. So I'm really excited that you're here because, you know, this is big money talking that we're going to be talking about today. The work that you do in the world is really in a realm that a lot of people can, you know, like they can look at from afar, but they can't really imagine necessarily themselves being involved in deals of that magnitude. So I'm really excited that you're here, and I'd really love to have you talk about what called you into the field of M&A. And, you know, if you have any like storyline from your past that will help our listeners to get to know you a little bit better and also a little bit more about the mergers and acquisitions business.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so, you know, the storyline behind how I got into mergers and acquisitions and what pulled me in was about 16 years ago, I had spent my whole career in corporate America and had held a number of executive positions. And I transitioned out of one of those positions. And, you know, I was trying to think, what do I want to do next? I had a ton of opportunities sitting in front of me. Could have gone back and done corporate job. But, you know, I had worked in a number of opportunities where we had raised venture capital money, or we had private equity money behind us. Really decided that if there was a time in my life to pivot, and I was in, at the time, my early 40s, and now would be that moment, and maybe owning my own business was the right thing to do. You know, the stars lined up. And so I went out into the marketplace, and I started looking at businesses to maybe acquire for myself. And as I started to do that, I got more familiar and intimate with the world of what I'll call lower middle market and small business transactions. And the more I learned, the more I became enamored with the folks who were doing it. Lucky for me, I happened upon an opportunity that was for sale. And I decided that the business I was going to buy was going to be an M&A transaction company. And I hadn't done a ton of transactions previously, but I had been involved in a number. And I had partnered up with somebody that, you know, had a ton of experience. And, you know, looking back, what a great move. It was the right time for me. And there have been many, many bumps in the road, including the recession, which in my industry was, you know, fatal for many of my competitors. But we made it through. And here I am in 2019, and we're about to close out our best year ever.
Yay! Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So for those who are listening who either are interested in buying a business themselves or who are owners of businesses who maybe didn't even really think about exit strategy and, you know, whether or not they should sell or how they could sell or valuing their company or things like that, I want to talk first about like the inner game.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the courage that it takes to jump into something like buying a business or to jump out of something like selling a business, because you obviously, you jumped out of corporate, but you obviously are there at that critical, like intersectional juncture where people are making major decisions that affect not only themselves, but often multitudes of people. So I'd love to have you talk about your own courage for buying a business and what you've seen in your clients around being courageous, either buying or selling.
Yeah. You know, you're getting to the core of the matter when you talk about courage and being able to really take the leap, whether you're looking to buy something or you're getting ready to sell something. And I'll leave the selling side over to the side for a moment and let's focus on buyers. When we talk to buyers, it's all about preparation. You know, are you mentally and financially prepared to really make this step? And we actually designed and haven't launched it yet, but we designed a assessment tool for buyers to go through that will gauge not only their emotional readiness, but, you know, do they really have the proper plan in place, the elements of a proper plan, so that when they go out into the marketplace, they know what they're looking for. They understand their risk tolerance. They understand their buying capabilities. How much money do they really have? And what does that get them in the marketplace? And then do they have all the other elements to not only get from, you know, the search phase to the closing table, but then once they acquire something, do they have the right assets in place to make sure that the integration goes smoothly? And the better prepared you are for that journey, the more likelihood it is that you, your dollars that you invest are going to give you a nice return. And it's not easy. And a lot of people don't know what they don't know. And so making sure you go through that early on and being honest with yourself is so important, because not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur. And being honest with yourself really matters. Hmm.
So is there anything in particular that you did for yourself or that you help your buyers do to really gird their heart, right? Find the courage and gird their heart to go after what they want.
Absolutely. Advisors, the right advisors. When you surround yourself with the right group of advisors who have been there and done that hundreds of times, as long as you listen to them and you heed their advice, they're going to keep you out of trouble. And so what do I mean by that specifically? I mean, having an M&A attorney, somebody who's done hundreds of transactions, knows the ins and outs of negotiating a deal, an M&A accountant, somebody who really knows how to look at the books and records, and even beyond just the numbers, but really the prospects for that business, and be able to advise you whether or not this is going to be good for you. You know, how much cash you really need, all the things that matter. And then maybe somebody like us who would help you go out into the marketplace and find deals and know when there's a good deal on the table and a deal that maybe you should walk away from. And so I always tell people, surround yourself with good advisors before the sale and even after the sale, but before the sale, and your odds of getting a good transaction done go way up.
Beautiful. Well, you also had the courage to start your own podcast. So, you know, is there anything that you do yourself personally that really is maybe a practice that you do or a process that you take yourself through or something that you can give our listeners that's immediately actionable to really pump themselves up properly, besides surrounding yourself with great people? I mean, you know, doing a podcast is a little bit off mergers and acquisitions, but maybe it's not off at all because it's a beautiful, you know, addition to your business. But it is putting yourself into a whole new place that you've probably never been before, unless you've been a podcast host before. I don't know. Have you?
No, a very uncomfortable place to be. And again, I surrounded myself with the right advisors. So I went out and found luckily and thankfully Doug Sandler and Turnkey Podcasting, and they helped me through the process. I just surrounded myself with the right people, and I interviewed a ton. And thankfully, I found Doug and his team, and it's been great. You know, I came to this later in life, but honestly, I'd say the thing that has really helped me so much is something that Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach teaches a lot, which is unique ability. Understanding what yours is, sticking to it, and surrounding yourself with the people who can fill in the gaps for you. And then just stay focused on what you're really good at and what you love, and you'll have high energy. You'll move the needle for your business in whatever way is appropriate to move the needle, and you know you have all the other pieces covered. And sometimes as entrepreneurs, we try to do everything. And what you learn at some point in time, whether it's early or later on, is that one, it leads to burnout. Two, you wind up letting people down because you're trying to do things that you really shouldn't do because you're just not good at them, or they drag you down from an energy perspective. And if you can stay on that plane where you're doing the things that you're great at and you love to do, you really can move the needle for your business in amazing ways. And so podcasting has been that for me. I love talking to people. And so podcasting, while I didn't know how to do it and I needed to learn a lot, it's been a natural extension of who I am, and it's completely energized me. And so while I still have a lot to learn and get to the place where you're at and have a podcast like yours, I'm going to get there. I know I will, because I love it and I have the energy for it.
So. Yeah, beautiful. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you for really letting us see a little bit behind the curtain there for you. So you mentioned Dan Sullivan and coaching, and you also mentioned Doug Sandler. So are there any other places where you go to for support and guidance and mentorship and coaching? I would guess in your business, you show up also sort of as a coach to the people that you are serving, but you aren't called a coach. And so I'd love to hear what coaching has done for you, and if you have other coaches in your life, like do you have a fitness coach or a nutritional coach or a spiritual coach or any of those other kinds of coaches, because you're really emphasizing for our listeners, very importantly so, that it's important to have advisors. And sometimes advisors are people you pay, mm-hmm. and sometimes advisors are collegial. So yes. I'd love to have you talk about the people you pay to yes. support and help you.
Yeah. So over the years, I have had different people I've paid to do different things. And so it was more situational than anything else. And so people have come and gone, whether it be from a financial perspective, or I needed to gain a certain skill set, and I paid to learn that skill set, and then moved on. And so, but I really see the value in an expert who knows their business and can take my learning curve and completely compress it for me from what might be a year or 2 years to just maybe sometimes a short couple of weeks or months, if depending on the nature of the topic, and then I can go execute. And so I really believe in that. And on the coaching front, I've owned this firm for 15 years and we're very transactional. So we help somebody buy or sell a business and then we're out. We're there in their lives and we're very, you know, intimate for a short period of time, whether that's 6 or 12 months. But then once they get the transaction done, we fade into the background. Well, this whole idea of preparation that I just talked about, we realize that there's a real need for that in the marketplace. So next year, we're going to launch a new service where we're going to help coach up people ahead of time so that they really are prepared to maximize the value of either their acquisition, whatever they're going to purchase, or maximize the value of their sale. Because if I were to look at my 15 years and say, where could I move the needle for my clients in the biggest way, it's all around preparation.
Beautiful.
Every time I see it.
All right, beautiful. Well, we're going to take a short break. We're already at the break. It's so fast how this goes. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you've got going on in the future and what you're creating. But right now, Men on Purpose, we really could use your help. So if you are enjoying this show and want us to stay on the air, please consider making a donation at www.menonpurposepodcast.com. There's a little button right on the page to click for a donation. I also want to let you know that one thing that I want you to check out when you go to menonpurposepodcast.com is there's an opportunity to receive an instant clarity exercise there from me. And it's a short 8-minute meditation to help you to make clear decisions. And that's with my compliments. So I would encourage you to donate and also receive instant clarity when you go to menonpurposepodcast.com. We also would love to ask you to share with your lovely lady friends our brand new show, Wickedly Smart Women, which is now being broadcast just for them. I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've had thousands of downloads from all over the world, 86 countries. Now we are in 86 countries, and Dominic is in Chicago. So I'm going to shout out this week to our listeners in Chicago. We will be right back with Dominic Rinaldi.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Dominic Rinaldi. He is the owner and managing partner of Sun Acquisitions. You can find out more about what he's got going on. If you are a buyer, if you are a seller, if you just want to listen to the podcast, I'm sure that's also listed on his site, a way to access the podcast. Or if you want to get onto his mailing list so that you can sign up potentially for that coaching that he's offering sometime in 2020, go to sunacquisitions.com. We will have that for you in the show notes. So, Dominic, let's talk about creating, because you're now in creation mode, right? You created your business, you created your podcast, you're now creating a coaching arm of your business. Very exciting stuff that you've got going on. I'd love to hear about your creation process. And if you have anything to share with our listeners about, you know, how you navigate making the decisions to expand in whatever new directions that you're thinking about expanding in. Like, what is your measurement process that you go through, or your decision-making process that you go through when it's time to create? And maybe also, do you get inspired? Do you have like a feeling like, oh, it's time for me to do something else? You know, because I think M&A is pretty analytical, but maybe you're a feeling kind of guy too. So I'd love to hear if you have a marriage, maybe a unification between the feelings, the gut feelings, and the mental analysis that contributes to your creation process.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. When I get gut feelings and they're strong, mm-hmm. I follow them. Mm-hmm. And my process for following those feelings is I talk to all the people that I trust in my circle. And I'll brainstorm with them. And I'll ask questions. And I'll throw up trial balloons. And I'll say, well, how does this sound? Or, you know, what would you think about this? If you were a consumer of this, would this be interesting to you? And I'll just listen. And I gather all of that feedback and data. And then I'm not quick to do anything. But once I decide to do something, then I'm all in. And so my process might take years, actually, because I've been thinking about this for years. And so It was the right time. Now is the right moment. I have my M&A practice at a point where it's almost self-managing, and I could now take the step. So, but I've been thinking about this other process for years, and now just presented was the right time. And I asked all the right questions, and I got comfortable, and I built the plan, and it's, you know, getting executed now.
Beautiful. I love that. I want to go back to the sellers. We talked a little bit about the sellers in the opening segment. And one thing that any entrepreneur has to have is the capacity to lead people, to lead with vision, to lead teams, to lead the market, to, you know, they have to be able to lead. And what I'm hearing from you whenever I'm asking these questions is I'm hearing that you're the kind of leader who does what one guy that I asked a while ago about this creative, like, what do you do with all your creativity? And he said, he surrounds himself with great people. He was a $100 million company owner, privately held company. Mm-hmm. And then he said, one thing that we do is we hire slow and fire fast, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially what's happening when somebody's selling their company is they're actually firing all the people and sending them off to work with somebody else, right? Or they're firing themselves from, mm-hmm. from the company. I'd love to have you talk a little bit about the psychology behind discovering for themselves, and if you help them with this, when it's time. Like, when is it time? You know, you mentioned it took you a long time to get to the place where you are right now. Yeah. When is it time to be complete?
Yeah. So when we talk to clients about this, and this will become much more prominent on the consulting side of our business, we talk about three things to owners of businesses who are thinking about selling. And I call it the three legs of the stool. The first leg being, are you personally financially ready? So are your personal financials in order? And I don't just mean the money. I mean estate planning and all those sorts of things. The second thing is your business ready financially? Do you have it operating at a good level? Is no one client more than 20% of your business? Like all of the value drivers that go into a business. So is your business ready? And then the third one is, are you emotionally ready to step away from the business? And that's such a hard thing to gauge. But what the questions that I like to ask owners and the things that they can ask themselves, and hopefully they're going to be honest, are, you know, what's pulling you away from the business? And let me be a little illustrative here. When I ask that question of an owner and they say to me, well, it's just sort of time. I'm X years old and I've been doing this for 30 years and it's time for the next stage of life. I worry when I hear that answer because that doesn't really mean they're ready to exit. What that means is there's some arbitrary thing that, you know, has popped up in their mind and maybe or maybe not they're ready to step aside. But when I hear, conversely, an owner say to me, I've got a ranch and I've got 9 grandkids and I got a stream running through the ranch and I got horses and I can't wait to have all the grandkids there and I'm going to teach them how to fish and ride horse, I know there's something pulling that owner away from the business. They emotionally are ready. Now the only question is their business ready and are they ready from a personal financial perspective? And then that's just math. We'll just go figure that stuff out. But the emotional side is really interesting. And I'll share a statistic from a study. Now, I didn't see the study directly, but it was at a conference where this information was revealed. They said that 75% of business owners were remorseful about selling their business. And it wasn't because they were unhappy with the number that they got. They were perfectly happy with the amount of money they received for their business. But they didn't have the next thing to go do. And they woke up and they were like, oh, now what am I going to do in life? Mm-hmm. And now they spent the next however many years searching for that next thing.
Mm. Yeah, well, if you're somebody listening and that describes you, that's where I help people. I actually help them find what their what's next is and make sure that they have a clear path in that direction and help them to dismantle any remaining emotional stuff that they might have around leaving. I call it serpent medicine. We have to shed everything that's in the way of you going into your what's next. So awesome. All right. Well, let me ask you one more question. And that is, what is your biggest challenge right now in your business or with your podcast or with, you know, your expansion and your growth that you're going in this new direction? What do you think is your biggest challenge right now?
Well, it may not seem that I'm in a technology business. I am in a technology business. Mm-hmm. There's so much changing every day and so many new ways to reach customers and get mind share and get in front of people and help them And there's so much personally coming at me every day, people marketing me about so many different things. So it's the management of information that's coming at me and the management of technology that we could use to be in front of our clients in a meaningful way. You know, I don't want to be one of those companies that's just blasting information to our clients, our prospective clients all the time. I want to be in front of them with really good information that helps them think through wherever they're at and causes them to take a step back and say, ah, I need to think about that. That's great information. And if it's nothing more than validating something they already know, okay, but I really want to give them good information and then protect myself from being pulled down all of these different possible avenues with all the information coming at us, because there's so many things you could potentially go do.
Yeah, no kidding. And that is the sign of a wealthy mindset. A wealthy mindset is a mindset that can set boundaries and maintain those boundaries and at the same time be open to innovation. So it's a very, I like to say it's a delicate dance, right? It's a delicate dance between, you know, shutting yourself off completely from the changes in the world and then becoming, you know, stagnant and isolated and out of touch with reality and not getting overwhelmed with what's possible, and we're constantly expanding what's possible. So beautiful. Well, it has been my pleasure to have you on the show, Dominic. This was a lovely interview, and I do want to remind our listeners that you can find out more about Dominic at sunacquisitions.com. And also, certainly feel free to check out his podcast. I bet it's got some great information, especially if you are thinking of buying a business or if you are at that place where you are really seeking your what's next, because you know it's really, truly time, because you have something already lined up in front of you. Like he said, you know, the ranch out in the middle of nowhere with the 9 grandkids. And I want to thank everyone who is sending us feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show. We have a new listener line set up where you can call in and leave a message. The number there is 540-402-0043, extension 3333. Or you can send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners@menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on Apple Podcasts and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.